Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from one of my favorite comedy joints, Cap City Comedy Club in Austin, Texas. It's Saturday, April 29th, 2017, and I know your name tag game is strong, Austin. Show it to me. House lights, thank you. Oh, Lord. It's just ridiculous every time, the amount of name tags and the ingenuity that goes into them and the lighting designs to make them seeable. The Brian King. I see your name tag. The Brian King. What's... It's me holding up a little Brian baby. Okay. Transformers. The last Mike?
Yeah.
Your Mike?
Yeah.
Dave Hart. I get that. Your face with your glasses on, that's an excellent replacement for Mel Gibson. You didn't even make your face blue, or part blue, whatever, however he did it. Guardians of the Allison. I like that a lot. That's very good. Alex Men Origins Little Wolverine is on there as well. Oh. Has Sam Levine ever been to Austin? No. What, hey, Eeyore's here, everybody, on his special day. Who here went to Eeyore's birthday first before coming here? How was it? Was it good?
Yeah.
Yeah? Maybe someday I'll go to it. I didn't go to it this day. Because tell me if I'm wrong, but it's a park full of people doing drugs, mostly weed, while drum circling and hacky sacking. That's it. See, that's why I didn't go today. Is I was like, well, I already know what it's gonna be before I even go. I can already feel the whole vibe right here in my hotel room. Can put on whatever music I want. Maybe I don't want too much drumming today. Or maybe I want a lot of drumming. Then I'll put on the soundtrack of the motion picture Whiplash. To bring it back to movies. But it is a cute idea, though, to celebrate Eeyore's birthday, because that was the premise with Eeyore. Is that why he was so sad? Is because he didn't have a birthday? And do people play Pin the Tail on the Donkey there? Because that seems obvi. And the answer's no. No, they don't. What does that have to do with getting high? Drum circles. That's what we're going to do. Kick a little ball around. I'm not good at hacky sacking, so I feel like a shitty stoner when I try to get involved. First of all, I go for the headbutt way too often. You could use your knee or a foot. Doug plugs. Rosemont, Illinois, 2 shows where tickets are still available. One of them sold out already. It's going to be Stand Up this Friday night, Cinco de Mayo. And then Doug Loves Movies, May 6th. May the 6th be with you at... at 420, both at Zany's, formerly Toby Keith's, I love this fucking bar adjacent. Lexington, Kentucky, stand up Sunday afternoon, May 7th at 420. Bring your name tags and Last Man Stanton will be played. Denver, Colorado, my annual Mother's Day Douglas Movies is on Sunday, May 14th at 420 at Comedy Works. And that night in Littleton, we're doing a Benson movie interruption of Mother's Day, the movie. That's not what it was called. But I just wanted to be clear that we weren't just going to come to town and try to interrupt everyone's Mother's Day. And that's at the Alamo Drafthouse. Los Angeles, May 15th. San Antonio, May 27th. San Francisco, June 10 and 11. Boston, what the fuck does that say? 18th. All my dates and deets and links are DougLovesMovies.com. Also, if you haven't purchased it yet, the last time I was in Austin was an ad-free episode, so we put it on sale for $1.99, and it was a super fun show. Were some of you at that show? Yeah, it was a super fun one, so... you can still get that for like $2 in the comedy album section of iTunes. I got a prize bag full of prizes in a bag. Yeah. First of all, apparently Jolly Rogers was like a big sponsor of the recent Moon Tower Comedy Festival. So they have a huge leftover bucket of Jolly Ranchers here in the green room at Cap City. So I grabbed handfuls of them and put them in the bag. Might even like throw some out at you guys at some point. Probably not, because as someone backstage mentioned, they seem a little like they'd be kind of dangerous. You know, just chucking a bunch of small rocks into the crowd. Apologies, Jolly Rancher, but you are a hard candy. this is kind of cool. I found this amongst all my junk. A keychain that was a promotional item for the movie Top Secret. Remember that movie with Val Kilmer? It's got a little, like a cow on it. It might also be an eraser. That's going in the prize bag unless I change my mind, get sentimental about it at the last minute. Here's something I don't mind giving up forever without wrapped even. It's a Blu-ray DVD of Florence Foster Jenkins. There's more where that came from. A future prize bag is going to get some more Florence Foster Jenkins swag. Throwing all these Jolly Ranchers in here was a mistake because now I can't find the actual... I have to root for the actual items that I want to show you guys. Oh, here's a Christmassy Peacemaker pipe. Yeah. It's never too early. Start getting ready for Christmas. A lovely hat from the folks at Mary Jane. And more Jolly Ranchers. I'm pretty sure, you guys just get to have to take my word on this. I'm pretty sure there's a gift card for Netflix in here for 3 free months of Netflix. If it's not in here, oh, there it is. Haha, it is. All right. I found it. There might be some other fun things in here that I haven't mentioned. Oh, a copy of my CD, Promotional Tool. So all of that is going to be somebody's today. In addition to all the stuff brought by my three guests, I'm calling this an all-star edition because these guests have been on the show before, and today they have come... I almost said they have came to play. These gentlemen have come to play, and it's going to get intense. I'm going to play as well. Please give a big warm welcome to Chris Cubis, John Erler, and Sean Jordan.
Yeah.
All right. Let's say hello to them individually because they're such a polite bunch, except for one of them. Let's first say hello to John Erler, everybody. Leader of the local movie comedy phenom troupe extravaganza costume show. Master Panakeku. Yeah, Austin's own Master Pancake. You guys did Titanic last night.
That's right.
And then again, they're doing it again tonight, two shows tonight. Are there tickets available?
Just a couple.
Okay, just a couple of seats left. Handicap section. Maybe those expensive ones in the balcony at the Ritz that are like $30 a piece.
50.
They're 50 a piece?
I think so.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Don't totally buy them. Don't do it.
They're like recliners up there too, so if the movie's even remotely boring, it's you're paying $50 for a nap.
Yeah. That's true. All the worst people sit up there too.
Right, because they want to yell shit from up in their Statler and Waldorf perch.
That's right. Would you ever do that?
Yell from up there?
Would you come to one of our shows and just be Statler and Waldorf while we try to do the show?
That's literally my dream. That's my absolute dream.
That's a fun idea to just put two people up there and give them microphones and they heckle you while you do jokes. They heckle your jokes about the movie.
I'm up for that. That'll be so fun.
All right. Me and...
Cubis.
Here he is, everybody. Chris Cubis!
Me and my buddy Nick Mullen, great comic, used to dream of building a small two-seat perch in our apartment and then invite people over, and then they're like, where is everybody? And we're just up there hiding, just heckling people as we invite them into our house. So yes, I will come to your show.
Will you wear a mask of Statler and or Waldorf?
I'll put on a suit the whole nine.
Okay.
Yeah, because
once the
movie starts, we could take it off.
Yeah, everyone's looking on the world's fit.
No, that's one of the stipulations. You can't take it off. What movie should we do?
I don't. You guys pick whatever you want to do, and then we'll sit there and tell you what we think.
Okay. How Statler got her groove back.
I wanted to talk to... Chris for a second.
It's all right. We can
somebody's
do it.
Just anxious to be introduced. First time doing the show here in Austin, Texas, but he's been on the show many times. It's Sean Jordan, everybody.
I didn't mean to step on that. I just thought it was a funny first little joke to get.
Well, let me just say real quick what I was gonna say about Chris and then we'll go to you.
Thank you.
Austin comedy phenom. Okay, so Sean.
Because
I looked at it, I didn't really have a question. I just wanted to point out you're a very popular comedian of the area.
Yeah, just here. I'm popular in like from like Runberg to Manchac. That's about it.
A local reference.
Yep.
I bet. Yeah. I smell where you're stepping in. I get it.
So, Sean.
Yes, Doug.
What did I want to ask you?
I don't know. Your questions are weird because Chris's wasn't a question, it was a statement.
Oh, your Twitter handle is Sean S. Jordan.
Uh-huh.
And I figured out what the S stands for.
What's it stand for?
Sweet shit.
That's fine, yeah.
That should be Sean S.S. Jordan, but I know, literally, right? Can't do that.
I can't.
Yeah, that.
I couldn't call him that.
I don't think we needed any of that.
And I couldn't say, I didn't know if the S stands for sweet or shit, so I went with both.
Sean Shit Jordan. I'm sure somebody thinks it stands for that, yeah.
Or Sean. Yeah, you tell people your name, Sean T.S. Jordan. They go, what does the T.S. stand for? Go, the shit.
That'd Why can't fun. It stand for skateboard? You always talk about how I skateboard all the time. Sean Skateboard Jordan? Sean Skateboarding Jordan?
All right. We tried to come up with a new, you know, a nickname for Colt Cabana recently, and he hated every suggestion we had. And then I think someone on the internet nailed it, that is Colt Cabana's nickname should be Banana. Colt Banana Cabana.
Yeah. Banana Cabana.
Banana Cabana. Which sounds like a place like a rich person would store their fruit. The Banana Cabana.
Margo, I told you to put it in the Banana Cabana.
It's gonna go.
I'll hear nothing more. Right next to the 15-year-old strawberries.
Hey, we got to take a moment to talk about a great director that we lost recently. Jonathan Demme passed away. And I just wanted to go down the line. I'll start with you, Sean S. Jordan. Do you have a favorite Jonathan Demme movie?
I can't name a Jonathan Demme movie.
Wait. Did you hear that the director of Silence of the Lambs died?
I was going to say that's my favorite.
Silence of the Lambs would be my favorite Jonathan Demme movie.
Did you hear that he died?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he died. And that was the headline, is that he's the Silence of the Lambs director. But then there's one other movie, like two other movies that they mentioned a lot in the brief stories on him in the media. John Erler, do you have a favorite?
I like Silence of the Lambs. I also like...
Oh, did you bring it for the prize bag?
I did, yeah.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That's a... Wait, that's not a coincidence, because you knew he was dead.
How do you know I knew he was dead?
No, it would be a coincidence if he died of AIDS.
Did you...
Sorry, guys.
Is every gift that you brought for the bag touched by death?
It was actually a Tom Hanks themed prize pack, but I just happened to have a Jonathan Demme movie in that Tom Hanks theme. Right. I also like Stop Making Sense.
Yes, that's the one that gets mentioned a lot because it's one of the greatest concert films of all time, and I dare say the best.
It's, in my opinion, the best. And the three movies, Philadelphia, Silence of the Lambs, and Stop Making Sense, they're all so different and all so great in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he made some other stuff that was different and hard to tolerate.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, just for different reasons.
Such as?
I don't want to name names, I don't want to name names, Rachel, getting married, but... It was a well-made movie, but I didn't want to watch a movie about a wedding where everyone's being weird with each other. Like, I don't want to even live that in real life, let alone watch a movie about it. But the guys, you know, he got, Anne Hathaway got an Oscar nomination for that one.
Wasn't that like a found footage movie? It looked almost like it was.
That's it, really? I never saw it, but I love the idea it's like a follow-up to Cloverfield.
It was like a home... It was her wedding the whole time. So it looked like a found footage movie of a wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to fuck with that.
I believe you. Shockingly enough, I never saw Rachel getting married.
Rachel got married at 12 Cloverfield Lane. And it was a lovely ceremony and nothing weird happened, but they filmed it, so they had to show people. I don't know, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
Who's dude? Who are we talking to?
I don't know which one of you I'm talking to at this point. Yeah. It's like, I don't know, man.
So could we land on the fact that it was a found footage movie about a wedding?
I don't think it was found footage. I think it was shaky camera work at times.
But was there a time code in the bottom right-hand corner?
No. No, no one flew around or anything like, that movie.
I found it very boring.
Wait a second. No one flew around like that movie?
Chronicle.
Could you be more vague?
Do you know any other Jonathan Demme movies we could talk about, Chris?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Silence of the Lambs is my those jam.
Those are the big three. Silence of the Lambs and...
And Philadelphia's a great movie, but it's hard to call it your favorite. You know what I mean? It's not like I'll also sit down and watch this a bunch.
I love Philadelphia.
It's a good movie.
I love to just take a glass of wine and watch Philadelphia.
Had a hard day at work, kick off my shoes.
Oh.
Get all lesion-y.
It's Philadelphia time.
I like to have a bagel with a little Philadelphia cream cheese and then...
Kids, not now. It's Daddy's Philadelphia time.
It's one of the best found footage AIDS movies out there.
Except for the part where people fly around. That was
weird.
That was pushing it. I was like,
The original name was It's Never Sunny in Philadelphia.
All right.
Don't forget Something Wild.
What?
Something Wild.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay. Keep going.
No, I mean, if I wanted, I could keep going because, you know, he also made a movie I enjoy a great deal called Married to the Mob. And, you know, and everyone here's probably got like a different favorite. There's probably somebody out there that likes that Mark Wahlberg movie he did. That person would be Mark Wahlberg, but he's not here today. But let's get into the prize bag, you guys.
Word.
Yeah. What do you got for us?
You had Philadelphia. What else?
What else?
It's Tom Hanks
collection.
Rarities and B-sides collector's set.
Rarities and B-sides.
Yeah. Here's Turner and Hooch on VHS.
Whoa. That's a perfect format for it because now you don't have to watch it.
It's a good movie.
It's a sad dog dying movie.
Oh, fuck, the dog does die in that movie, doesn't it? I was going to make a joke about it dying of AIDS, and that was not funny anymore.
It would have been really funny otherwise.
Yeah, it might have worked.
Philadelphia, we've already talked about.
Yep.
Can dogs get AIDS?
Well, watch Turner and Hooch and find out. A three-pack of three of the most underrated Hanks movies out there, The Money Pit, The Burbs, and Dragnet. Really? No. Two of these are underrated. One of them is just rated.
Which one? Which one's
Dragnet,
just rated?
Dragnet.
Right. Yeah. Everybody, Dragnet.
Yeah, I don't love Dragnet.
No, but I fucking love The Burbs. That movie's great.
Yeah, that's
and
a good
then,
one.
Has anybody ever watched He Knows You're Alone from 1980? You've really watched it? I haven't even watched this. I bought it, and I didn't watch
it. Was that his absolute first film or first leading role?
He's not leading in this, so I guess it's his first film ever. It says, the up-and-coming legend, Tom Hanks, don't laugh at that. That's not funny. plays the brief supporting role of Elliot, a psych major, whose musings about the nature of fear reinforce the tone of this twisted tale about a sicko who targets brides-to-be.
A sicko.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it because it's about brides and getting married and stuff. So.
So I'm guessing he's in it briefly and doesn't die because the killer's just killing brides-to-be and he's some dude. So there you go.
He might be the bride-to-be.
Spoiled without even knowing. I haven't even seen the movie. I'm ruining it.
He's a detective scrambling to stop the carnage.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
So he does.
Wait, Tom Hanks is not? You said he was a psych major.
He's also apparently a detective scrambling to stop. He's very versatile.
There's a lot of holes in
this. It's a dual role that early in his career.
Yeah. He's just Eddie Murphy in it. One of them's in a fat suit for no reason.
I'm here to investigate. All right, so all of those on various formats can be yours, thanks to John Erler. Just pass that stuff over here.
Are you excited about
it? Does it have its own bag? If it has its own bag, you can put it in that.
No.
It doesn't? Okay.
That's all in honor of the new Tom Hanks movie coming out this weekend, which I'm very excited to see. And when I say very excited, I mean moderately curious to see. Called The Circle?
Yeah.
I think it'll be good.
I don't feel good about The Circle.
No.
Why?
I lost my juice on The Circle.
Everybody wants to hate it for some reason. I think it looks kind of fun.
Well, let's go see it together.
Some people that saw it hated it.
That's what's...
Let's do it right now.
Guiding me against it.
What's guiding you against it?
Rotten Tomatoes. It's not doing well there.
Oh.
I like to make my own decisions.
They all...
I would like, Sean, maybe you even know this off the top of your head because you may have covered it on your own podcast recently.
Uh-huh.
What's a movie that got a terrible score on Rotten Tomatoes that you adore?
Bad Boys 2.
Yeah. Is that a bad one?
Yeah, we did. So it got under 30 on Rotten Tomatoes, and it has an Oscar nominee in it, William Smith. And yeah, it's a fantastic movie.
Well, there's a lot of terrible movies with Oscar nominees in them. That's really not a...
I definitely wouldn't say great. Bad Boys 2 is one of those terrible movies, because it's a great movie. Where they throw cadavers out to stop the car.
I should have remembered that was... I should have remembered that was your...
I'm going to be bummed when I see somebody throwing answer. Cadavers out of the car all of a sudden. No, I don't like this movie. They're throwing dead bodies at the cop car. Come on.
We've gone over this before. There's no reason to continue arguing about Bad
Boys
2.
We don't have to. Who's arguing? Who's arguing?
It might be my favorite Michael Bay movie.
Yeah?
Wait. There's got to be a better one. What? I kind of like The Island
Pearl
for some
Harbor?
Reason.
Island's
what?
Good.
Oh, yeah. Michael Bay did The Island?
Yeah.
The Island was all right.
Yeah.
It wasn't better than Bad Boys 2, but it was all right.
He did... He did that Benghazi movie that I actually enjoyed, but I think I mostly enjoyed it because Jim from The Office...
He's playing like a tough guy, right? Like
was a there soldier. As a tough...
Yeah,
he was there as
that.
A tough soldier, but every once in a while he'd turn and look at the camera and be like... I hope I didn't steal that joke from somebody because that's pretty funny.
It's real solid.
What do you got for the bag, Chris?
I got sparklers, because who doesn't love setting shit on fire? I got a VHS copy of the movie Election. That's at some point someone paid $14.98 for, previewed from Blockbuster, so that's nice. And the prize possession, the novelization of the movie Wall Street. My favorite part of it is like it's got the description of the book on the back, and then it says starring Michael Douglas, Charlie Sheen, as if they're in the book.
That's who you get to picture when you're reading about them. All right, I'm just going to read a random. Mr. Cromwell, a dignified 60-year-old patrician whose family had founded...
What's a patrician?
You know, patriarch.
It's a doctor that works on people named Patricia.
I figured that was it.
Multiple
I didn't want
choice.
To say
pick
it.
One. Pick one. Sean, what do you got for the bag, buddy?
I have. I bought some candy. Brought some Sour Patch Kids.
Typical.
There's a new kind of Sour Patch Kids.
What?
That I almost fucking ate. Sour Patch Kids Tropical. Holler at your boy. Come on. Who doesn't want those?
Tropical.
When they're watching a movie. And then some popcorn.
Can we just tear that open and share it right now?
Yeah.
Do it.
How many pieces do you think are in here? We can. I mean, if that's how you want it to go. That can definitely happen, but I want one of you to get it. And then a $20 gift card to the Alamo Draft House.
Woo! That's good.
I didn't have time to personalize anything because, early flight and all that.
Yeah, Sean just flew in for this. You're hanging out tomorrow, though, right?
You're goddamn right.
All right, I'll wait for you to finish fucking around with your prizes. So you could talk into the microphone like a professional.
Yes, Doug, I'll be hanging out tomorrow.
Yeah. You have plans?
Yeah, I have a show somewhere. I forget where, though. A brewery.
Are you on, Spider House tomorrow?
It's a brewery?
Oh, then I have no idea. Tomorrow's Sunday.
Spider House is a benefit tomorrow night or something
Yeah,
like that?
Tomorrow night is a benefit at Spider House for LaShonda Lester.
Which is way more important.
That's goddamn shit. Pat went recently. Not to make it sad. Come out. It's a bunch of great comics at Spider House. Come out. Be good.
Sean will be happy to do a set on that if you need him to.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
I'll bully him into that. That's fine.
Yeah, of course I would. I would bail him.
I need his
show.
Name, and we need his name recognition to bring asses
get butts
and seats.
In the seats. Yeah. Yeah. Who's gonna go tomorrow night to see Sean?
See? Oh, did you guys plan to be that mean? Because that was fucking rude.
No, see now, what you did is you hurt my feelings a little bit.
People clapped very softly.
I can't
it
see any of you.
It was soft clapping, but it was because
you could have all clapped, and I'd be
they
like,
they know
tight.
In their hearts what they're doing.
It's not a verbal contract. Yeah, just clap.
There was no penalty for lying about it.
But these aren't a bunch of loud.
You guys all could have stood up and been like, "Yeah, we're gone."
Yeah. I get a very
I wouldn't have known you were standing up.
Very chill crowd comes to my show. They don't need to scream and yell to get their point across.
It's like you guys are all stoned or something.
Or anxious to hear some movie trivia.
Huh?
Woo!
Huh?
Possibly win some shit.
Bag of Sour Patch Kids. Yeah. Intact.
There's a lot on the line here. This is a very dramatic podcast.
Yeah. It is. It's so dramatic.
We got some good players today. I think it's going to be intense.
Intensity, intense cities.
Mm-hmm.
You paid for the whole seat, but you're only going to need the edge. You know what I mean?
Now how many people are coming out tomorrow to see him?
Come on. A whole lot of that.
You did it with that joke.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I didn't do this so much. It's like personality more than joke. You know?
Wow. It's interesting to see how you turn the room into a bunch of liars. And not only just
were
lying,
you guys lying about coming
about it? Who lied about coming out tomorrow night?
Well, that was short, though. That was short. I don't know if you were. Is it like a double cross now? Are you guys triple agents?
Dear Capital City Comedy Club, in the heart of some weird area of Austin, Texas, may I please have
North Larimer? Am I out of my mind? I thought that was the name of the street.
May I please have another Tito's and soda? Bigger if it's available.
And if you're coming, I'll take a Stella.
Jameson on the rocks if we're doing three.
Bud Light. Lime if you got it.
I hope they don't.
I hope they don't either.
They could throw a lime Jolly Rancher in there. They have plenty of those. And then it's like we're all in middle
school.
Yeah,
have me a Bud Light Blue Raspberry, please.
Just drop it in there, watch it fizz, and get shit-faced. It's fun.
What was the last movie you saw, Sean?
I watched Why Him two nights ago. That popular James Franco vehicle.
Some people over there seem to have a positive experience with that movie.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't the best. I just watched it because it was in the slam box and I needed a movie to watch, so I watched that. And it was fine. It was all right. Yeah, I mean, it
you
was.
Should go into film criticism. I really like your everyman approach.
I watched it
and then it ended, and I was a fee that I had to pay, and then I went to sleep.
Maybe you should go into friend criticism.
Oh, shit. If it pays, I'm already doing it. I might as well.
What do you want me to say about
sign up?
What do you want me to say about Why Him?
Oh, like, I don't know.
You know,
you were fine. I was just joking around.
No, I know that, but I'd like to have an opinion. I can't even lie about.
I think Bryan Cranston's very funny, as is James Franco. You know, it could have been better, but I think after I
watched it, I was like, why me? I have not seen that movie.
No,
I just wanted
haven't.
To make that joke.
I didn't think you had.
Zoe Deutsch, is that her name? Zoe Deutsch.
Uh huh.
She did a good job.
You like that girl?
Yeah,
lady. Person. Yeah.
That ma'am. I like that ma'am.
I don't know what we're supposed to say these days.
I think girl was fine. Yeah.
I think you have to just find something more neutral and less age discriminatory.
I like that person a lot.
Like, I got it. We'll call her that shit fart. Because that's not male or female. Yeah. Like, everybody shit farts.
It feels male.
John Erler.
Doug.
Speaking of shit farting.
What the hell?
I don't know, dude. You got to sit through Titanic two more times tonight.
That's correct.
How does
And then four more times next weekend.
Oh, right? How does that wear on your soul?
I don't know. I guess I just built up like a weird immunity to it. Maybe I like it even a little bit.
You have Stockholm Syndrome.
I do.
Over Titanic. It is fun to make fun of.
It is fun to make fun of. It's the original Firefest. It's I tried that joke.
Last night, they didn't get it.
They didn't want
the
that
crowd
joke.
Last night did
Thank
not
you.
Get Firefest because I think they were in line all day for trying to get tickets to the Master Pancake mock of Titanic. And they ignored the news. But people that know about Firefest, that's a solid joke.
Oh, Ja Rule? Is that Thank the thing you. That Ja Rule canceled?
Yeah.
Who the fuck's going to Ja Rule's festival? Who's like, hey, I'm going to pay $10,000 to go to Ja Rule's festival in the Bahamas, dog?
There's the best line. There was an article about it, and it said the founder of the festival and Ja Rule, they met due to their common interests of technology, the ocean, and rap music. And I would listen to an entire album of Ja Rule rapping about the ocean right now. It's scuba! My girlfriend's joke I stole that. She's in the back. She'd have kicked me in the balls if I didn't fucking give her credit for that joke.
Up in here, up in here.
That's DMX racist.
Not Ja Rule.
I like big butts, but I can't.
Also DMX, B-side. Earl Simmons.
That was,
that was the Earl Simmons side.
What?
That's DMX.
That's DMX's real name, yeah.
All right. Who's next?
Oh, I think it's...
I watched Event Horizon.
Last movie you saw was Titanic.
But before that, Event Horizon.
I like that.
Why'd you watch that?
Why shouldn't I watch it?
Yeah, really?
All right.
I'm with you. I like that movie.
I hadn't watched it since it came out, and just wanted to see if it held up. And it's maybe even better than it was back then.
All right.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. Is that pretty, it's like a haunted house movie in space.
Spooky.
Sam Neill's pretty good.
I asked him why he watched it. He says, why wouldn't I? And then later says, I thought I'd check it out, see if it still holds up, which is the answer I was looking for in the first place.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
But you liked it originally and again.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, better the second time.
I gotta do the checkup on Event Horizon because people keep telling me it's great, and I didn't like it the first time I saw it.
Why didn't you like it?
I thought it was boring.
Mm.
But I think I have issues with space. I think people in space deserve to die.
Well, then you should have liked this movie.
You know what I mean? I'm not in suspense over whether or not they're gonna die.
You want them
I'm
to
like,
die.
You're in space. Go ahead and die. You're just out there alone. What difference does it make?
Well, that's a harsh viewpoint.
I have no sympathy for people in space. Why do I have to be on the dumb ground when there are people in space?
That's good, because Fyre Festival 2018, the moon.
Everybody, we be living it up.
That's all it took. I'll see you guys at the show tomorrow. I'll see you guys at the show tomorrow.
Where would I be without my baby? The thought alone might break me.
I mean, it's a terrible impression, but I like that you got that. Pulled that track out, and I'm impressed.
You think when I first started stand-up, I didn't have a joke about Ja Rule 12 years ago? So it was terrible, but I had one. We're not
What's another Ja Rule jam?
Living it up, where would it be without my baby? What's the one with
Jennifer Lopez?
What's the banger? Yeah,
I'm real. That one with Jennifer. Sarah and Jennifer Lopez.
The way you walk, the way it's, you guys probably thought Ja Rule was up here for a second. It's just me.
Here's a better question. I want to reword my question. Okay. Who has more of a right to be mad at me, DMX or Ja Rule?
Ooh, shit.
Wait,
who should be offended to be confused for the other one?
I confused the songs between the two of them, not necessarily.
Everybody
how they
confused.
Look.
Well, they're now we're no. getting into rap. Everybody confused Ja Rule for DMX though when he came out that his first video with the Jay-Z video. Can I get a what? Everybody thought that was DMX.
Did they?
And I didn't think
that. Doesn't
have
to do with movies. I get that.
Because I was looking at somebody that was not DMX.
I think DMX should be more upset. Because DMX is tight.
Let's try to get them to fight. Don't they both kind of need a bump right now anyway?
Yeah.
Ja Rule would kill him. DMX isn't, he's not firing on all cylinders right now. He's in a rough spot.
Yeah, he's been a lot of like getting arrested for crack and pretending to be an FBI agent. That's a fact. I'm not making it up. He crashed like an airport barricade and was like, I'm with the FBI. Have you never seen fucking, what's that? Oh, goddamn. That would have been good if I could have pulled that terrible Cradle to the Grave reference out of my...
Have you ever seen Romeo Must Die?
Romeo Must Die, there it is.
Oh, we buy by Exit Wounds was another DMX. Do you guys come to the hip hop podcast? Is that what we're doing? Exit Wounds is a movie, I guess.
Yeah. Steven Seagal.
Steve Seagal.
Did everybody answer my question?
No. The last movie I saw...
That was what we were talking about. You forget.
I saw Split. Right?
Oh.
Which was pretty fun. It was pretty fun. I enjoyed it.
You know the new Split news, right?
No.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Dude, this is going to blow your mind. Can't believe you don't know this. Is it a spoiler?
Well, you don't know what you put
out a trailer.
Okay.
That basically shows... That Unbreakable 2 is happening.
Oh, okay, I'm into that. Because the end of Split is that. Yeah.
The Split dude.
Yeah.
And Mr. Glass.
Oh, wow, I'm into that for sure.
That's what they say.
I like both of those movies. I like Unbreakable.
That's all
and
I need
Split.
To know. I don't need to know any more than that. I'm in. Like, everyone needs to shut up from this point forward. And I feel bad for just having said that much.
Well, I mean, if they put the trailer
But it was a trailer. Everybody was
supposedly
see
in the trailer. I could have just read that. Could be fake news.
And I watched Logan as well recently.
Logan's great.
Logan is fantastic. I don't often cry at superhero movies, but when they turn that fucking cross into an X.
Oh, shit.
Whoo, boy. I was a sobbing little bitch when that happened. That's a fact. My girlfriend was asleep, and she woke up to me crying. She was like, weren't you watching Logan? I was like, yeah, it's fucking... That movie takes a turn.
You say to her, you leaned over, you're like, I wasn't watching Logan, I was experiencing Logan.
I'm inside Logan. Yeah, that's I think the 1-2 punch of that in Deadpool is going to make superhero movies that aren't rated R seem stupid.
Yeah.
They're going to seem childish.
Well, right when you find out.
They're going to make these comic book movies seem childish. You're right. It's true.
Right when you see how violent those movies are going to be, though, like that first violent scene in both movies, you're just like, fuck yeah.
Oh, when that girl throws that dude's head at everybody, I was like, oh, I'm in for something.
What does he do in Logan, like when he gets out of the car and he just, like, claws through the jaw, through the head, and you're like, fucking right.
Yeah.
This is like the Logan I've been wanting to see the whole time.
Well, how many Wolverine movies did we have to sit through and movies where he just shows up for a second and says, fuck you, and leaves? where he doesn't murder, he doesn't injure a single person in a bloody way, and his weapon is a handful of knives. So it's always just like, ching, and they fall out of frame, and you don't see any blood. Right. Well, that's never made sense.
Wasn't that their thing? Like, to be PG-13, you can't show blood? Is that what it is?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What? No, I was just making conversation. Making conversation.
That's what I'm complaining about, is the PG-13, the body count doesn't matter as long as you don't see any blood. Right. And especially if it's robots and stuff. Like, if you're shooting up robots...
They don't bleed!
Yeah. You're good to go.
Chappie bleeds. From my heart.
I'm starting to think you just cry at every movie.
I've never seen Chappie. I was just being a dick.
I bet you'd cry at Chappie.
I probably would, honestly. I cry a lot.
I cry at Wally thinking about it. It doesn't take a lot for me.
It is kind of sad that a robot would be alone.
Yeah, shit. Now I'm going to start crying.
And so infatuated with a song from Hello Dolly. Isn't that weird? Wally is a weird-ass movie. Originally, Wally, the humans in the late part of the movie were all supposed to be legless and armless blobs, and that's why they have those floater things that they ride around in, and they just they just control everything with their brains. So they just got sloppy, and there's no reason to have legs or arms anymore. That's really what it was.
No, but I'm just thinking if I could control things with my brain, I'd still want legs and arms.
Yeah.
They just didn't need them anymore. Maybe they still had arms, but they definitely didn't need legs.
No, I'm always going to need... I mean, you know, if I... What? All right.
How many people going to see him tomorrow night now? How many people honestly are going to see him?
That girl's going to see the fuck out of you.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a committed.
You see you through your hotel room window and shit.
Don't tell them you're staying at the Hampton.
Everybody should go to that show tomorrow. No bullshit. It's for a very... So just all joking aside,
you were bullshitting before?
Everybody should go to that show. It's for a very good... So just, you know, just throwing that out there.
All right.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Is that the one on North Larimer or someplace else?
What is it? Is it not Larimer? Lamar?
But you guys all
looked at me like I was a fucking lunatic. It's a pretty easy mix-up.
Lamar. Take me to Lamar. Drive on.
Where was that guy? I've never met that guy before.
Is Sean definitely going to be in the benefit tomorrow night? Can you just book him right now?
I mean, if he wants to, but he has a show tomorrow. So
I'm saying he's going to dump that show and be in the benefit.
Done and done.
It's at the Spider House.
Spider House ballroom.
This feels
there's
really,
no spiders. Don't.
This feels really weird.
And
to
there's
do,
plenty of ballroom.
Yeah,
what?
Be real rude. Here's the thing. We can just lie about it here, and then you can just do whatever tomorrow. So you're on the show.
No, I'm bailing.
Yeah.
This crowd loves lying.
I feel weird.
All right, well, we got to move on to the part where Bert turns the show off, because I'm about to say, let the games begin! Gentlemen, I do not envy you. So many good name tags, so many ones that light up in the darkness, but if we can get the house lights up just a little bit for these gentlemen to make these difficult decisions. There's a giant donut I'm hearing about over there.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We don't have any ads in this episode, so I'll just talk.
And it's covered in candy, so
I'll just talk through this part. Looks like everybody's almost good. Listen to Doug Loves Minis if you haven't. Doug Loves Movies is at Helium in Philadelphia, June 24th and 25th at 4:20. Boston, we got a couple dates there. Okay. I was just filling time, but we did it. Congratulations, everybody. Let's give yourselves a round of applause for falling for the old give yourselves a round of applause trick. It works every time. People are very excited to give themselves applause. And let's see who you guys are playing for. Chris, what do you got there?
I am playing for Alex Men Origins Little Wolverine, because it is covered in candy and it has my face on it. He was nice enough to make me Gambit and not whatever that blue monster was.
Oh, Beast?
Yeah.
He didn't make you Beast? I love the Beast joke in Deadpool. Something about shitting on the lawn or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty good. Oh, what am I supposed to be?
Silver Fox.
Silver Fox. All right. I like that cleavage on me. Whoa. Hey. All right.
The
excellent
Hampton
choice.
Hampton.
Patrician Silver Fox.
Oh, you went right for the Reese's, huh?
Oh, yeah. Top notch candy.
Good, that's a good candy. What do you got there, John?
This one?
The Brian King.
The Brian King from yeah. Brian over there.
Brian's a little baby lion.
Yeah.
And being held I up am by you. Mustafa.
Moo. What'd you say?
No, I think you're a that's monkey. Not his name. I'm Rafiki. Is that his name? Rafiki?
Brian? I think he said Mustafa, first of all.
I should have just said I'm Benson, because I think the voice of Rafiki is Robert Guillaume. But,
Well, Hakuna Matata.
Yeah. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
It's Takuna Yurtadas. Always. Isn't that the message of Titanic? You watched it twice last night.
Yes, it is. What's the message?
Takuna Yurtadas.
Takuna Yurtadas. You're talking about the one boob drawing scene?
Yeah, in Titanic. Dear friend of the show, Scott Aukerman, as soon as Titanic came out, he had the joke that Kate Winslet put the tit in Titanic. And so I quoted and gave him credit for that last night.
It was very funny.
She really does lay around with a tit out, well, quite a bit for a PG-13.
And you're right. It is just one.
Yeah.
Like, I'd never noticed that before.
No. No, if you see both, you're talking, you got to be hard, you gotta be right? 17 or 18 years yeah. old, whatever the cutoff is.
Yeah, it's no joke.
Yeah.
I feel like most 13-year-olds have seen a tit.
Yeah. One tit's just like, oh, what's that?
I mean, it's sexual. It's just an oddity.
That doesn't
that
bring
point.
Any sexual urge out of me, that weird thing hanging off over there.
It's way weirder
than there's
the
two of
both.
Them that are similar? I'm in.
Yeah, the motorboat and Titanic. There's a thing there.
There's a new Criterion uh-huh. collection with the omitted motorboat scene.
They might have done it in the car. It was very foggy in there.
It was foggy in the car, for sure. Super foggy. They fucking a car on a boat. It's amazing.
What if it was just a really aggressive hand job and they didn't fuck? Like, we never saw him fuck.
Yeah, also, we don't know how aggressive it was what? Either.
Ah! Keep going!
That's not the stick shift!
Why did it have to be so aggressive?
Yeah.
Because it was so foggy. It's like, you know, it wouldn't have been that foggy if it was tender.
A tender hand job, you breathe less?
I think a tender hand job would have gone down on one of the lifeboats.
I'm really confused by what car you people are talking about.
It seems like an aggressive hand job goes down after you run through the fucking coal room and then get into somebody else's car. And then
you have very specific ideas about hand jobs.
I've been thinking about this for a
rich person's car is in the cargo hold of the ship, and they get into it and they fuck.
Apparently not. Sexy. Apparently they...
And she slams her hand against the window, and then it's so steamy that, like, she puts her hand down and it, like, you know, drags on the window like a murder victim. Yeah. Like every other horror movie where the hand goes on the glass and slides down, you hear that sound.
Or it looks like a face hugger from a different James Cameron film, you know?
What?
Excuse me?
Aliens?
Oh, aliens, yes. Face hugger. I get it.
It's always a good joke when somebody says, I get it, and they don't laugh.
Is that what they called a blowjob in the 30s? When did the Titanic?
Facehugger?
Facehugger? 30s?
It was the 50s.
What are we, 50s? What are we going to start? 30s or facehugger? 12. The 12s?
Yeah. 1978.
Titanic didn't sink yet. Who am I playing for? Did you ask?
Yeah, who are you playing for?
So it was 1912, I think. A Matt, Star Wars, the Matt Awakens. But I like that it... What a weird shithead, Matt.
All right, foreshadowing or whatever you want to call that.
I like that it has a... Well, it's not, I mean, whatever. It's got a picture of Matt Bearden on there. And Matt Bearden is the first person I stayed with when I came to Austin like 12 years ago to visit.
Nice.
And it's got Jeff and Chris and Mark Wahlberg, I believe, and a picture of Doug and maybe Sarah Palin. Am I crazy?
Might as well slap her on.
I don't know.
Then.
What do you guys think?
You never know when she's going to be a guest.
Sarah, Lisa's going to love that you
God damn
called
it.
Her Sarah Palin.
Well... What do you do? You
all
know?
Right, good job, dude.
It's already in the cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to owe her one aggressive hand job after that.
It's going to be number two for the day, my friend. I took a shower before we came here.
Oh.
You guys have never jacked off in the shower?
I thought you just like, I took a shower before I came here, and I was so clean, I had to jerk off in the car on the way over.
I see. That would have made more sense.
Like, that's the last ditch effort in trying to get some sort of laid. Just give me an aggressive hand job. Just fast and mean.
Act like your hand wants to get drafted, but it's on the bubble, you know? Play hard.
Sean One Too Many Jordan is here. And everyone wants you to lose, Sean, because they want to hear that weird shithead now. So thanks for setting that up. Some evil villain over in that corner of the room.
A couple of, like, individual fans in the back corner of this room. I hope that girl who yelled before and that guy hook up.
I think they'd be great together. Since we're here in Austin, Texas, we gotta have local radio phenom Alex Diamond administer a round of Alex's Jason and Deb's IMDb game. You heard right.
Hello.
As played here on the local channel 101X Mornings with Jason and Deb.
Yep. Anytime at 101X.com.
Yeah. How often do you play? You call it Talking Talkies.
Yeah, Let's Talk Talkies, what we call
Let's Talk Talkies.
It's about once a week we play it.
Okay.
Extra times if Doug calls in because he doesn't want to get out of bed at his hotel room.
That's not why I call in.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
I don't show up in person because of a thing called Mopac.
You mean Marapac? It's right next to Larimer Street, I think. In Guadalajara. That
How
came
do you really
out worse
say
than
it?
I thought it was going to come out.
It's not fair. I don't know how to say
it. It isn't fair.
I don't
know
how to actually say whatever Guadalajara would be.
Please just say that from now on and see how people react to you.
What is it that... All right.
It's pronounced knee cheese. If you need help with that one. How do I get to knee cheese?
Austin streets are tough to pronounce.
Like, yeah, because not, they pronounce them wrong
yeah,
as well.
Yeah. It's true. It's
Guadalupe. True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might as well call that fuck off Mexican Boulevard. I don't know if that cheer is the right kind of cheer, by the way. That made me uncomfortable.
You get the laugh, but you're like, you can keep
it. I don't know if I like that laugh.
All right, so Alex is going to run this sucker, and we're going to play three rounds, and there's apparently a tiebreaker if necessary.
If necessary, yeah. We're ready to go.
All right.
So, yeah.
I'm playing two. You buzz in with your own name when you think you know it.
Yep.
He's going to name the most known for, the top four on IMDb.
Could be a movie, could be a TV show. Could be a video game, but I would never play one with a video game in.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
It just complicates things.
That's too much.
Yeah.
So it could be a household appliance, but I would never.
Could be an opinion. Who knows?
Household appliance. George Foreman.
No pre-points.
So, first one.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let me practice buzzing in. Doug!
Feel like you got it? Do you need another pass?
I got this. No, I got this.
All right, good.
John!
Shit! Does he get to go if you... Can you force somebody else to go by saying their name?
It's your game! Why are you asking us?
Don't let those two on the end bully you around. Go ahead.
Don't try to suck up to him.
Don't worry if I can see your phone. I wouldn't worry about it.
Can you see my phone?
No, I can't see your phone.
I had a friend beat me at poker, and then at the end of it, he told me he could read the cards that I held in my glasses the whole time.
He's not a... You had an enemy beat you in poker. Yeah. That's not a friend.
Now I know that.
That's an asshole. Maestro?
First one.
All right, here we go.
The Pianist.
Doug.
Sure.
I'm going to go for it.
Okay.
Adrian Brody.
Yeah, that's right.
Fuck off, dude.
Doug could potentially get up to 3 bonus points here if he names the 3 movies or TV shows Adrian Brody is known for other than The Pianist in any order.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to say, how about The Darjeeling Limited and King Kong and The Village.
You're certainly on the right track. Grand Budapest Hotel is the next one.
Really?
Yeah.
It's barely in there.
You do get a point for King Kong.
Boom!
And the final one is Predators.
Oh, okay.
Predators.
Where does that time he made out with Halle Berry rank? Is that on the list?
I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, that's in his filmography on IMDb. It's just him playing himself during the whatever Academy Awards.
Let's recap the scores. Chris has 0. Yeah. John has 0. Sean is at 0. I've got 2. Next round. Okay.
Slip that in there.
Well, la-ti-da.
Number 2. Starts with a TV show. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Chris.
Chris?
I'm just going to go for Danny DeVito.
Nope.
Fuck. Oh.
Negative ouchie. 1 points to Chris.
Wouchie.
What? What a dickhead.
Ouchie, wouchie.
Ouchie, wouchie.
Can you imagine if somebody dunked on somebody and then said that?
Ouchie, wouchie.
Oh, ouchie, wouchie.
What I really enjoyed was that was just a genuine, that wasn't a bit. You just genuinely felt
that's
ouchie,
wouchie.
That's the
first thing that came out of it.
Came out of your soul. I really enjoyed that.
That's his default setting. Is he just...
Would you stop your toe, ouchie, wouchie?
Oh.
Were you going for I Chihuahua but thought that was too racist and took a left turn?
I Chihuahua. No, I just felt, I generally felt his pain on that one.
Is that what you tell people who are in pain usually?
Way.
Go to the hospital, visit a friend. Sorry about your broken leg. Ouchie, wouchie.
Well, that's the difference here is that he didn't physically break anything.
Right.
So that's why I can go cute with it.
What do you say when it's more serious?
What? Holy shit, dude. It may be high. I'm not unreasonable.
We're still in the middle of the second round.
Yeah, we are.
So we started with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, moving on to the movie Pacific Rim.
I don't know his name. I know the guy. I know who it is.
Then we move on to a
Wait,
movie.
Who's out already, though?
Well, you I are. Said just, I just got Chris. -1.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, so you can't,
oh, I can't,
you
guess
can't buzz in the rest of this one.
Oh, well, fuck you guys.
Oh, that means you're... I thought you...
He's out for this one. Okay.
Yeah.
Horrible Bosses is the number
3.
Sean. Yep.
Charlie Day.
That's right.
Yeah, it's Charlie Day.
Charlie Day.
And we're going to go Horrible Bosses 2
Good job.
For the bonus.
We're looking for the Lego movie.
Fuck that.
Oh, shit.
So I don't have any... Oh, wait. I still
ouchie,
have
ouchie.
I still have my 1 point, right?
Yeah, you got 1 point. Right. No problem there. Doug has 2. Chris, -1. John, holding it steady. I like your style.
Like a hard hand job.
At a rock, holding it steady at a rock hard 0.
Like a hand job. 0. Real.
Wait, so who have the answers been so far?
So far, we had Adrian Brody, we had Charlie Day.
Okay.
Yep.
I see a pattern emerging.
Can you explain to me what a hand job is real quick? I'm just kidding. Let's
Why
go.
Would
Let's
I...
Total joke.
Partial joke.
It's a small joke. Ouchie, ouchie.
All right, here we go. Let's do the third round.
Number three. Maleficent.
Doug.
Shh. Doug.
It's Elle Fanning.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me how you put that?
Is I'm trying to figure out
I'll
what
explain how
is.
I got there.
Yeah.
The first answer was...
Adrian Brody.
A.B. The second answer was Charlie Day. C.D.
Oh.
So I was just sitting here while you were all dicking around with your jokes. I was just sitting here running through my head. E.F. 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 And then as soon as he said Maleficent, I'm like, God damn it, E.F. is in that movie. Elle Fanning.
Doug came to win.
Yeah, I came to win. And I don't even give a shit about the bonus points. I win. Thank you, Alex. Alex Diamond, everybody. If you're not already listening, they play that game once a week on 101X here in Austin. So check them out. I think you can also probably listen to him some other way, like on the internet.
Yeah, he said.
Yeah, did he say it?
Yeah.
Okay. Try internet.com slash talking
web.
IMDb something or other. What? So Sean is the only other person who got on the board in that game, so I'm going to call you the winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And so that means you get to go first in this next game. And,
is the next game called Chris Cubis Would Like a Stella?
Oh, they did bring you one?
Oh, yeah, I already drank
okay.
it. I just won't remember.
Thought they left you out, but turns out it's just been 4 minutes.
Someone's on a tear tonight.
Hoochie coochie.
Drinky, drinky, winky, winky. Somebody's gonna get fucked-y upty.
Speaking of games that I ripped off from radio shows, it's time for Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau game. The same area of the crowd likes it that's pretending to come to see Sean tomorrow night. At the benefit at Spiderland.
What did I do? What did I do to everybody over here? Everybody hates my guts?
It's right there on Guadalupe Street.
So Sean gets to go first, then we'll go to John, and then to Chris, and Sean gets first guess. I'm going to tell you the name of an actor or actress. You're going to say what you think would be in their, what movie would be in their top three of all time domestic, thanks for the Stella, domestic box office...
Adjusted for inflation. Yeah.
According to boxofficemojo.com.
I gotcha.
And the first person, Sean, is actress Glenn Close.
I don't know.
What's in her top three?
I can't even think of a movie that she's in.
Just name any movie...
I'm sorry.
...that's got Glenn Close in it.
I can't think of...
Just handing you this one. You get to go first.
Ocean's 13.
So if you just name... That's actually Ellen Barkin, so as Chris likes to point out, that was racist.
I'd go with sexist, but sure thing.
John Erler.
Doug Benson.
Glenn Close, top three. Name any one of them.
Fatal Attraction.
That's exactly what
that's a pretty
say.
Good guess.
That's what I was going to say.
What do you got, Chris?
Okay, you took mine, so I am going to say a little box office smash called Florence Foster Jenkins.
There is a Blu-ray copy of that.
I'm definitely not right, but I thought I'd go
for
the
last. Yeah, I don't think she's in that one, but that was fun.
Oh, no, that's Meryl Streep.
You sexist, I believe.
Sexist is actual term. Yeah,
sexist.
Coming in at number three for Glenn Close, the motion picture where she played what I think was supposed to be the first vice president of the United States, Air Force One.
Oh,
Air
yeah,
Force One.
Yeah.
Coming in at number two and bringing our friend John Erler some points, it's Fatal Attraction. If a rabbit dies in a movie, John remembers it.
That's not true.
You don't remember Watership Down?
No, never heard of it.
Oh.
I've heard of it.
And coming in at number one,
Dangerous Liaisons.
The top Glenn Close movie of all time, Guardians of the Galaxy. Sure.
Yeah,
all right, so we shift over one now so everybody gets a chance to go first. We're going to play three rounds. John gets to start us off on this one. Name one of the top three movies, according to boxofficemojo.com, for Miss Zoe Saldana.
Son of a bitch.
Somebody over there goes, yep. That's not the name of the movie. They just go, yep.
I'm gonna be redundant and say Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly.
Pretty sneaky. What do you got there, Chris?
Let's say I can't. Literally, the only Zoe Saldana movie I can think of other than that is Columbiana.
Okay.
That's a movie she's in, right?
Yep.
No one else saw it, so it's not the right answer, but.
Definitely.
It's better than. I'm going to say a little movie called Florence Foster.
Columbiana. All right, Sean.
I'm going to have to throw Avatar in there.
You got to throw Avatar in the mix.
Damn it, of course.
You got to throw Avatar in there. Mostly because it's her number one movie, yeah. Avatar. So Sean picks up 3 points for that one. Coming in at number two for Zoe Saldana, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, in which she plays the title role.
You sexist.
Nobody plays the Black Pearl, you guys. It's just a joke.
It's a mini pearl.
Wouldn't that be a nice way to describe her? She's beautiful and the black lady. There you go.
Sure.
She's unique.
She's an object. I get it.
Her top three movies, she's a different color in each movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cause coming in at number three, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Do you even see her in Avatar, or is she just always blue?
I think she's always a blue person.
I don't think. Yeah, I don't think you ever see, because she's not like Sam Worthington's like transplanted in the Avatar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's just one of the.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So John got.
She was supposed to play Nina Simone. Did you ever see?
No.
She was being a biopic of Nina Simone. They put her in blackface. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. They literally put blackface on a black woman.
Don't look at me
Doug,
when you
have,
say
Doug,
that.
Doug, you have anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, what do you want anyone to say?
I can add that wouldn't offend somebody. I agree with you, though. That does seem wrong.
It's weird.
Yeah. And I feel like we have a possibility for a tie here because now John has 3 points, and Chris, this could be your round. This could be where you bring it to a three-way tie. You get to go first. What's number one? That's the one that's going to do it. That's going to push a three-way tie. If you can go with number one for Chris Pratt.
Oh, Jurassic World.
People agree with that?
Nobody's
Sean?
Happy with that?
Sean?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
Damn it.
He was not in Damn It. I'm sorry.
John, what else you got for Chris Pratt?
He was so good in Deepwater Horizon.
Tinker
he's
Taylor.
He's not in that.
Tinker Taylor, Foster Jenkins.
I was just trying to think of the rest of Tinker Taylor, and I couldn't do it.
Do you want to leave it with a joke answer, or do you want to give a real one?
I'd like to give a real one, but I can't.
You got no other Chris Pratt?
Give me a hint.
Well, as we've established, he was in Jurassic World and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Those were my two.
Mm-hmm. He was in a very long, no, the 5-year engagement.
That was so good. I wish that was number one.
He was
in Passengers.
In movie 42 or whatever.
Movie 42.
Are these hints?
Oh, they're just answers.
These are all incorrect answers.
Those are all wrong answers.
These are all not helping you at all.
What's the third movie on your list there?
The Lego Movie.
Lego Movie.
Okay, Lego Movie is third, so you get 1 point for that.
I'll take it.
And coming in at number one, Jurassic World. So Chris gets 3 points for that. But number two, of course, is good old Guardians of the Galaxy. So Sean gets 2 points for that for the win at 5 points. I brought in a ringer. Sean Jordan's tearing it up. We got time for one more game.
Hell yeah.
So Sean will go first, then we'll switch the order around. I'll go second, because I like to play.
Oh, sure.
And then Chris, and then John, and a little round of Last Man Stanton. You each get one lifeline. And that's the person whose name tag you chose. You can go to them once. I have nowhere to turn.
It just got so serious, though.
It's about to get even more serious when you hear the name of the person from Twitter that I chose to suggest a name for Last Man Stanton. There's someone with the Twitter handle here in Austin, Texas. Wake, Bake, Lake.
Stand up and show yourself.
Where is Wake, Bake, Lake?
It's the coolest thing I've ever heard. Huh. That's all
he woke up, got stoned, and drowned. It's not that cool. Clive's not here.
He or she, if they woke and both, has to be at the lake.
Where is he? Is he here?
Or she.
Did you make it out? Wake, Bake, Lake?
They're at the lake.
Yeah, you're right. He's at the lake. You're absolutely right.
Or she's at the lake, you
also,
sexist.
Yeah, sexist piece of shit.
All right, I got to go to my phone. I got to get a runner-up. There were other people that suggested they have great names for it. Someone dared to say perfect. Someone said, "I got." You said that?
Yeah.
What's your Twitter name?
The Onion Bagel.
The Onion Bagel. I recognize it. I believe you. In addition to being the perfect bagel, tell us your perfect name.
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon on a bagel.
Okay, word.
The Jews don't care for that. Got a big Jewish crowd here at Cap City in Austin. They did not care for that comment on my part. I apologize for that.
Oopsie, whoopsie. Oy vey, oopsie, whoopsie.
Also, I think it got quiet because all the checks are coming out.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, "This is the money is supposed to be exchanged here?"
Choosy, juicy.
I came down.
Choosy, juicy.
Yeah, I was sad that it was said once.
You mean the phrase choosy, juicy? Oh, fuck.
All right, so who'd you say?
Kevin Bacon.
His show.
Is it 6 degrees in here, or is it just me?
Are you going first?
So, what? No, I'm just joking around. He's not in that movie. He's mentioned in it. 6 degrees of separation?
It's my turn, right?
Yeah. I'm just talking. We haven't started yet.
Oh, okay.
Settle down. Holy shit, your bacon is sizzling over there. You can't wait to get out of the pan and into the fire. Whatever that means. That's an expression, right? Something like that. I'm not from the Old West like you guys.
Should I go with you?
Have you ever done comedy in front of a wooden crypt? Because that's the backdrop here at the Cap Cities. You can just hear the...
So I'm just going to say a Kevin Bacon movie. We started? Did we start?
Yeah.
Stir of Echoes.
Stir of Echoes. That's a great.
That's the one you were excited to do?
Great one.
I kept that in my back pocket or something.
And yeah, I got a couple in my... Don't start talking shit already. I got a couple in the
I'm
back.
I'm going to bang out an obvious one. Just get it over with.
Back of these chinos.
National Lampoon's Animal House.
Oh. I'm going to bang out an actual obvious one. Footloose.
That's how sometimes jokes work. If you don't get mine, maybe his will fix it. John.
The Hollow Man.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it when people in the audience are like, yeah. The Invisible Rapist, yeah.
The original title of that movie was The Invisible Rapist. The MPAA really butchered that one.
He just like goes for it, that invisible guy. That was an interesting take on invisibility. Sean?
Crazy Stupid Love.
All right. Just give me a second to write those periods in there. Very exacting title. I'm going to go with The Woodsman. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah! I was
kind of fishing for another yeah. Not even Kool-Aid would go, yeah! About the woodsman.
I'm trying to, what's that movie where you see his dick?
Oh,
Wild
Things. Yeah.
I base all my Kevin Bacon movie on dick. Percentage. How much of his dick can I see?
Oh, yeah.
John?
Doug? JFK.
Yes. Finally comes in handy for reals.
Mystic River.
Yes. I'm going to say Friday the 13th.
Is that as easy in the first one?
Yes that's why I said it.
You think you know a guy. You go to lunch and you're like, this guy's my friend. Now I forgot.
Do not question the quizmaster.
What you call it backstage?
Oh, I forgot already. Gamesman.
The gamesman.
Do not question the gamesman.
The gamesman. That's scarier.
Or were you just stalling for time with that question?
Not my turn. Is it my turn?
No, it's Chris's turn.
You just went, right?
Okay.
A Few Good Men?
Mm-hmm. It's true.
The River Wild.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Very nice well pull. Done.
Sleepers.
Oh, yeah. Sleepers.
A smattering of applause. That's pretty.
Yeah!
Yeah. This one might bum everybody out.
Oh, yeah.
Because.
What was that?
Because people.
Some guy just ran up and grabbed the mic.
People have it.
Is it Barry White?
The ghost of Barry White's in the theater.
Yeah.
Oh. He played a very similar role to his role in River Wild in a lesser seen film co-starring Sean Astin called Whitewater Summer. Oh yeah, we have an oh yeah over here. Speaking of Kool-Aid.
Mild Kool-Aid.
I'll take your word for it.
Oh yeah.
Chris, what else you got for Kevin Bacon? You got your lifeline.
I know. I'm trying not to use it. Cop Car.
Fuck.
Whoa.
That was really good too.
Yeah, I really like that movie.
It didn't seem like it was gonna be.
I mean, cop cars are already scary. It's a pretty easy transition.
Scary car, shitty movie.
John,
don't furl your brow at me.
Talking to him?
I'll be talking all three of you motherfuckers by the way.
John Hughes movie called She's Having a Baby.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's right. He has a brief cameo and She's Having a Baby.
That's not true.
Yeah, he's just, he plays a character. He doesn't even have a name. He's just called Dad.
He's the baby. Surprise.
Johnny River.
Matt, what do you got?
He's going to his lifeline.
Frost Nixon. Oh, that's not Frost. The one in my pocket, so thank fucking you, Frost Nixon. Nixon.
And you've got one in your pocket?
And I've got one in my motherfucking pocket, dog.
Son of a bitch.
Frost sitting right Nixon. Back here. That's why I wore khakis and not jeans.
Dude. Frost Nixon, and he's got one in his pocket.
Wanted to have something nice to put in the pocket. You know?
I misspoke, of course, about his cameo status in that film, but I can guarantee you that he has a cameo in another John Hughes film called Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, yeah.
Pervy Kool-Aid?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Nobody does.
Nobody wants sexy trivia.
No woman that I've ever whispered that to likes it.
I get it. Stop doing it on the bus. It's uncomfortable.
It's my bus.
All right, whose turn is it?
I live in
it's
it.
My turn.
Okay.
Say ouchie wouchie in that voice.
Ouchie wouchie. Trying to hide my giant teeth with my smile.
Chris?
Alex, what you got for me?
Lifeline.
Quicksilver!
Quicksilver!
Son of a bitch, that was the one in my pocket. But good work.
Quickie Silves. John?
I'm going to have to go to Brian.
Brian.
X-Men First Class?
X-Men First Class is correct. Excellent. Well done. Sean?
Can't wait to see what's in your pocket.
Flatliners?
Oh, nice pocket.
For sure.
Sweet pocket.
Now that's it's like really, the Dust Bowl, though. The pockets are out. I don't know what's going on.
That's a really good, really good pocket you got there. But I've got a better pocket. Do you know what word I'd use to describe my pocket?
What would you use, Doug?
Super.
Yeah.
Oh, super
yeah.
Pocket.
God damn it.
Yep, he's in Super.
I might be out.
Out. Chi-wo-chi.
I'm still going to say a movie that I don't believe he's in, but I'm going to say it because there's a lot of people in it, and who the fuck knows? I'm out. What? Don't say it. See, somebody doesn't know how the game works. I'm going to say Backdraft.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, that would...
I had a moment of maybe?
Nope. No, it's definitely not.
He might have been in Backdraft, but no. Hmm. No Backdraft. What do you got there, John?
Not much. The sequel to Sleepers. Sleepers in Seattle.
I give you points, but you're out. Sean?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Are you kidding around with me right now?
No.
You don't have one to finish this off?
I mean, I got the last right answer, so I won, right? I don't. The one in my pocket was...
But wouldn't it have been exciting if you had one more?
Yeah, I would have loved
like
that.
Like when it got to you, you just went pitch perfect.
Is he in that movie?
Picture perfect. Thank you.
I just watched that like a week ago. It's Jennifer Aniston and fucking... God, I did just watch that like a week ago. But anyway, I still won, right?
Sean Jordan is our winner! And we don't get to hear that weird shithead. Do I just say it anyway?
No, it's odd to me. I mean, it's
where
not
is,
a bit.
Where is that person you were playing for?
Right over there.
Come get your prizes, dude. Congratulations.
You're welcome.
Congratulations, dude. Good job.
No, you can have it.
Chris is getting all the candy off of this this thing.
I mean the good candy. You can keep those fucking almond joys for yourself.
You don't like an almond joy?
Who likes almond joy?
I like almond joy.
You don't like Kit Kats?
I mean, they're fine, but they're not better than a Ghirardelli dark chocolate sea salt caramel. I like bougie-ass candy.
What about just a plain old Hershey's milk chocolate?
What's a bougie candy?
Ghirardelli dark chocolate with sea salt caramel.
You know there's caramel M&Ms now?
Nice snag.
Check that out.
That's impressive.
It's Buck. We found him on the way back from San Diego last night. Caramel M&Ms. Watch your back.
What do you got to plug there, Sean Jordan? Promote yourself.
We used to do a show in Portland, Funny Over Everything. We're going to be back for the Bridgetown Comedy Festival May 6th at 11 p.m. at the Paris Theater. And then May 7th, my roommate has a podcast that I'm a co-host on, basically. It's called All Fantasy Everything with Ian Carmel. And we're doing that at 1 p.m. at the Bossa Nova Ballroom in Portland, Oregon on May 7th. And then I'll be in Madison, Wisconsin, the end of May with my friend Shane Torres for his album recording. So if you can do any of those, do any of those.
Do those, you guys. Sean Jordan. John Erler, pass down your name tag to me, please. And tell us what's going on with you.
If you're in Austin, you can come to the Alamo Draft House and see us mock Titanic for the next 2 weekends. And after that, we're doing Ghost. And if you're not in Austin, you can watch the new Mystery Science Theater 3000 show on Netflix. Me and a couple of my cohorts from Master Pancake helped write episode 9, Young Gari.
Cool. Chris Cubis.
At Chris Cubis on all social media. I have a podcast called Canceled. We watch TV shows only last in one season. We are currently watching Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. Show is fun as shit. I'll be at the Crapshoot Comedy Festival in Las Vegas May 18th through the 22nd. If you're in Austin, I'll be headlining this club the week after that. And I run a show in Austin the first Wednesday of the month called The Sting at King B. It's super fun. Come out to that. That's next week on Wednesday. Other shit. Just Google me. My stuff will come up. That's how the internet works.
Chris Cubis, everybody. I'm going to be at the San Diego American Comedy Club. I wrote club down, but it's company, American Comedy Company, July 19th. And that's the first night of Comic-Con. So if you're in San Diego for Comic-Con, come check that out. And thanks, everybody. Thank you to Cap City Comedy Club.
You!
Thank you to all of my guests, Chris Cubis, John Erler, and Sean Jordan. And as always, being a teacher 6 weeks till summer is a shithead. Yeah, you're a little upset about that. Could be 7 weeks. You're on your way. And people who move to Austin and then want to change everything are shitheads.
Was making.